Ventura, whether you're here personally, in person, or online, we're glad to have you here. As most of you probably know, we're in the middle of a teaching series called The Summer of Love. And so today's contemplative time will focus on the unconditional love of God for us and surrender to that love. I don't think I see any young children that need to be dismissed, so I won't do that. All of the material for today's meditation was inspired by or taken directly from a book called Surrender to Love by David Benner. The book is about love, and it's about knowing ourselves to be deeply loved by God as the first step in becoming genuinely great lovers of others and of God. We are told that God loves us. We are told that God's love for us is unconditional. We say that we know God loves us. We say that we know God's love for us is unconditional. We want to experience God's love for us. And we want to experience God's love for us as unconditional. But deep down, most of us probably feel like we somehow must earn God's love. We doubt that God's love could come without at least some conditions. The spiritual core of our personhood is formed from our need for love and for connection, which can only come from surrender. Love invites surrender and offers the intimacy and deep connection for which we long. Let's consider the following quotation from the book by David Benner. As a psychologist and a spiritual director, I am blessed to be able to accompany people as they learn to give and receive love. Journeying with others toward psycho-spiritual wholeness has been a rich opportunity for me to learn about love. But my personal journey as a human being and as a Christian has been ever more important in this learning. Here, I discover how easy it is to know that I am deeply and unconditionally loved and yet continue to strive for that love. Here, I learn how much I resist the very love that holds the promise of freeing me from the striving and fear. Here, I learn how profoundly hard it is to make genuine progress in the school of love. And here, I learn the most about how surrender to perfect love holds the promise of wholeness and holiness. I'm going to read that again. And this is a quote from the book by David Benner. As a psychologist and a spiritual director, I am blessed to be able to accompany people as they learn to give and receive love. Journeying with others towards psycho-spiritual wholeness has been a rich opportunity for me to learn about love. But my personal journey as a human being and as a Christian has been ever more important in that learning. Here, I discover how easy it is to know that I am deeply and unconditionally loved and yet continue to strive to earn love. Here, I learn how much I resist the very love that holds the promise of freeing me from my striving and fear. Here, I learn how profoundly hard it is to make genuine progress in the school of love. And here, I learn the most about how surrender to perfect love holds the promise of wholeness and holiness. Let's take a few minutes to let that sink in. I think spirituality can often be misunderstood as a list of things that we believe. But at its core, it is relationship, connection. As Benner says, spirituality is the discovery of the fundamental connection that exists between us and God. A connection that properly aligns us to others, the world, and our deepest self. Love is the welcome that tells us this is where we truly belong, and the assurance that we have at last found our place. The problem is, if we have a faulty idea of what connection with God looks like, the connection will be a flawed perversion of what God actually intends for us. Imagine God thinking of you. What do you really believe God feels about you? If God is love, God cannot be truly known apart from love. And that love cannot be earned or purchased. It must be received through surrender. Benner says, Christian surrender grows out of soaking myself in God's love so thoroughly that love for God springs up in response. Surrender to God's love is the work of the Spirit, making that love ours and God's nature ours. This is the core of Christian spiritual transformation. Surrendering and being transformed, of course, requires an encounter with the living God. This encounter may be gradual or it may be sudden, but it will always involve a turning or repentance and an awakening or conversion. Jesus' call to each of us is a call to be aware of his presence, to turn toward him, and to surrender to his love. This interaction results in conversion, which is the lifelong transformational process of being remade into the image of God. This type of conversion is not a one-shot deal. It is, much like the breaths that we take, a continual process of turning and awakening. Anthony of the Desert, one of the Desert Fathers, understood this well, saying, "Every morning I must say again to myself, today I start." This morning, let's take some time to reflect on the difference love could make in your life. But before we go any further, let's calm ourselves, take a few deep breaths, and turn our hearts towards God. Consider a world without love, a world where human beings were not made in the image of God, and a world into which God did not enter, or to which he did not reveal himself. Allow yourself to imagine the despair of life in such a world without love. Thank you. ask God to help you identify ways you hide from God's love. Perhaps there are deep pockets of shame and brokenness that you resist inviting God into. Or maybe you are aware of areas of weakness or what you consider inferiority that cause you to resist and feel incapable of accepting the unconditional love that God offers you. Now let's look at our world in a different light. Despite the negativity that we see on a daily basis in the news, despite the sad state the world is in, there is a deeper reality. God did enter into this world, and God does reveal himself. God did make all in the image, in his own image. And God's love is available to us all. We must only choose to notice and surrender to it. And God has surrounded us with people who have played large and small roles, extending his grace and love to each of us. So, with that in mind, allow the Spirit to bring into your memory some of the people who have loved you and prayed for you throughout your life. What have these people taught you about the nature of perfect love? Next, let's reflect on the ways you have experienced God's love directly and personally. As you recall these moments, picture yourself soaking in His love. Take a moment to notice if something changes within you. Finally, let's consider God's invitation to each of us. The invitation to be fully loved by Him. Imagine God gazing upon your areas of brokenness, your areas of strength and wholeness, your competence and your incompetence, your successes and your failures, and seeing all parts of you through the lens of God's unquenchable love. And with this in mind, consider again, what does God feel when He looks at you? Are you able to believe that He sees you with nothing but love? And if you still resist that notion, might you begin to surrender your resistance to accept that kind of love? If the ushers could come up, we're gonna move into communion. Now we're gonna take a moment to consider God's love for us as personified in Jesus. The ceremony of communion allows us to take a few minutes to reflect on the life and death and resurrection of Jesus as the ultimate expression of that love. When taking the elements of communion, we are called to remember the sacrifice of body and blood made by Jesus to show us what true love really looks like. At Liminal Church, all are welcome to participate. When you're ready, come forward, take one of the gluten-free crackers, and pick up a glass. The ushers will fill the glass with juice, and you can take these elements back to your seat. Then in your own time, eat the cracker and drink the juice in grateful remembrance.
Thank you.
As we come to the end of our contemplative time this Sunday, I'd like to recommend the book, Surrender to Love by David Benner. I've read it several times. And when reading a book, my habit is to use those little colorful plastic paper clips to mark places where I thought something was important or meaningful to me. As you can see, this one has a lot to say. I'd really encourage you to read it. Thank you all for being here today, whether in person or online. Go in peace and in the light of God's unconditional love for you.